Guys, did you miss me last week? Because I missed you, but boy, has it been a shit show again for the past 2 weeks. So welcome back to One of the Bros and another episode with me, your only female co-host, Sammy. How are you guys doing? I am stressed the fuck out. Let me tell you, I had to write down what had happened in the past 2 weeks because it was just so much that this is going to be an overflow of information that you probably don't give a shit about, but I'm going to tell you anyways because you're listening to me and my podcast. So let's start out with the fact that I went on a date last week, a Hinge date. And then he was emotionally unavailable because he's still probably in love with his ex. Great. So what that prompted me to do was to delete my dating apps. I did it, guys. I deleted my dating apps. They are gone. Nowhere to be seen on my phone. Yeah. So that's what's happening. And then on top of that, hold on, I gotta get my handy dandy notebook. Let's just see the shit that happened to me. Okay. Oh, that's not it. That's something else. Shit, where did I put it? Okay, well, we're just gonna go off the book. So what had happened this week or this past week? So on top of deleting my dating apps, then I also went and where is it? I'm a little upset that I can't find where I put this. What? I don't know if you can hear the paper turning right now, but apparently I just threw that shit out the window and I don't know where I put it. So that's masturbation. That's. Oh, I found it. Okay, we're back. All right. So, Hinge date, emotionally available, deleted my dating apps. Great. Then I went to a Browns game last weekend. Well, not the Browns game, but I went to a bar to watch the Browns game with my guy friends. Had a good time. I was like one of the only girls there. It was actually pretty chill. I'm like one of the bros, obviously. I'm basically a dude. Well, not. I'm not a dude, okay? I have a vagina, obviously, clearly. Don't listen to rumors. I'm kidding. There are no. Oh, God. Why did I say that? I have a vagina. Jesus Christ. Okay. Anyways, so there was this cute guy at the bar. Mind you, I'm like really fucked up. My friends and I are fucked up. It's after the Browns won. Everyone's fucking hammered. And I was at Ivy and I was like, oh, that guy's cute. And I was talking to my friend and he was like, well, why don't you go up to him? And I'm like, the fear of rejection is so embedded in my brain that I'm like so terrified to flirt with people that I just don't. Like, I do not flirt with people at bars. Rarely will you see me flirting with a man. If I'm talking to a guy, it's probably someone that I know that's my friend and I don't want to see his penis. So there's that. So my friend Christian so kindly went up to this guy for me, like a fucking high schooler. And he was like, yo, my friend thinks you're cute. It took me 20 minutes to go over there and say something to him because I was so fucking stressed out. I was like, what the fuck? Like, I'm so afraid of being rejected. Honestly, I know that guys are too. I get it. And, you know, my friends are like, well, you're not gonna get rejected. You're a girl. I'm like, just because I'm a girl doesn't mean I won't get rejected. I'm not everyone's cup of tea, and that's fine. But I would like to avoid having my ego hurt and my feelings hurt if I could avoid that from a random stranger. I digress. I went up to this man, and the first thing that comes out of my mouth is I'm really bad at flirting. I'm sorry. God, like who says that to someone that they don't know? Luckily, this man was just as fucked up as I was and was like, no, you're cute. So I did actually not get rejected and I got his phone number. It turned into nothing. It was a waste of time. Woo, whippy. Okay. But like rejection is a thing and it's terrifying and I get it. I don't want to be rejected. I'm rejected from jobs constantly and I'm pretty sure being rejected from a job is far worse than being rejected by a man at this point. 100%. Like, just, and I get it because, like, being the guy, you're always told that you have to go up to the girl. So, I'm going to give you guys some tips on maybe how to hit on a girl because I'm a female. I like to think so. Do I get hit on by men? Sometimes. One time, a guy looked at me and goes, hey, you go to my gym. And I was like, nope, turning around. And I'll fuck with people at my gym. My gym is my happy place. It's the place where I get, like, let go of my stress. So, I don't want to fuck anyone there because then I have to see them. You know, and I don't want to do that. Anyways, okay, so if you're a dude and you see a girl at the bar and you don't know how to go up to her, but you think she's pretty, one of the best ways to do it is buy her a drink. Just even if you're from afar, just tell the bartender, hey, that girl in that cute white top, like, give her this drink. Say it's from that guy over there. That's a good way to start it. Girls love free drinks. Most of the time, girls are hitting on guys to get free drinks. So if you already get that out of the way, they're more likely to go up to you. You know what I mean? Okay. So that's one way, buy them a drink. Secondly, if you're confident, just go up and talk to them in person and compliment them. Compliment them on their outfit, their makeup, their hair, their shoes, those kind of things. Don't even bring up sex. Just talk about, like, "Oh wow, like I like how you did your makeup. You look really pretty." I know that you probably don't mean it and you're just thinking about putting your penis inside of her, and I get it. I get it. You want to get laid. That's fine. But you got to play the game. You know what I mean? Okay? Like, just hear me out. Just play the game. Play along. Tell them that you like her shoes. You think her hair looks really good. What else? Or you walk up and you offer to buy. I know it's expensive hitting on people. I get it. You could buy a few of her and her friend shots. That's an option. And then you take a shot with them. You get the combo going. And then if you do get rejected, don't walk away with your head down. Walk away with your head held high. Is that how you say it? I'm on like this adrenaline rush right now because I'm so fucking stressed out. And you're going to learn why in like a little bit. My life is about to do a full 180. I'm spiraling. It's great. Mental health, non-existent. So anyways, being rejected from a girl, from my perspective, that sounds so cocky. I don't think I've been rejected yet, but that's also probably because I don't hit on guys very often. Even at college bars, like, I rarely did it. I always go out with my friends to have a good time and to get hammered. I never go out with the intention of being like, I'm going to get laid tonight. You know, that's never really my thought. And if you go out with that mindset, don't just go out to have a good time. And when people see other people having a good time and like you look like an approachable, friendly person, you look more sexy, you look more attractive to them because you're just having a good time. You're not focused on getting your dick wet, okay? Or your pussy wet, whatever. Okay, so we're moving forward. So that was last weekend. Last weekend was pretty good besides the Hinge date. If you're emotionally unavailable, why are you on a dating app? Why? Why did you waste my time? And the worst part is he didn't even pay for the date. He literally goes, I hate to like, you know, rush things, but like, are we playing? Am I paying for the date? Or are you splitting? And I was like, okay, well, if you obviously brought the option up of splitting, you clearly want to split the bill. Fine, whatever. That's fine, I guess. But I really think that men should pay for the date. At least the first one. At least the first one you can pay for the first date. It's more okay on the second date if she wants to pay or you want to split. I get that. First date, though, I truly think that you should be a gentleman and pay for the date. All right, we're moving forward. Let's fast forward to this past weekend. So I threw up in an Uber. Yes, and it was $200. I wasted $200 because I vomited. I got motion sickness from being at a bar with the curfew going on. You know, and everything, like my friends and I only go out for a certain amount of time and we make sure we're back in our homes. We wear our masks. You know, I tested negative for COVID, so I'm not too worried about it. I still wear my mask when I walk around to go to the bathroom, even at a bar. Like, even when I'm hammered, I put my mask on to walk to the bathroom to go to the bar, as you should. So anyways, but I drank too much, too fast in like 3 hours. And before I knew it, I was throwing up into my mask in an Uber. So most of my mask caught my puke, which was absolutely fucking disgusting. And then I made the Uber pull over with my friends in the car and throw up some more on the side of a road. Oh, sorry, I had to burp. So, again, I ate a lot of hot Cheetos. So that's probably not going to do really well for my digestion, but we're going to look past that and we'll deal with it tomorrow morning. So, yeah, wasted $200 on that. And then, amidst it all, I got back to my friend's apartment. I practically died on their floor and I was still vomiting, which was super sexy. Great time. 0 out of 10 experience for me. I think my stomach is still fucked up and it's Sunday. So that's cool. I can't hang like I used to in college and that fucking blows. But my friend was taking care of me and then her hookup came over and I could hear them having sex. And I puked halfway through because the sounds that grossed me out so much. Like, there's nothing wrong with being loud. Props to you. I'm glad you pleased her or she's pleasing you or whatever. But oh my God, it's like watching a porno, but you're blind. It's terrible. I was so grossed out. Like, I could hear the moaning and the clapping, like just the smacking of body parts and places and the thinking about it now makes me want to throw up a little bit. Nothing wrong with getting laid. I just don't want to hear it unless it's me moaning. Okay. So like, you know, that was a super great experience for me. Heard the whole thing. And then we kicked him out so I could sleep in the bed. So that was cool. And then what else happened? Yeah. So hangovers as an adult, I came home the next morning because I do live with my parents still. And do you know how awkward it is walking in at 6:30 in the morning at your parents' house? You're like, hi, I'm very hungover. Do not talk to me for the next 6 hours. Yeah, that was me. And I was pretty much hungover the whole day. My stomach's still kind of iffy. a little bit. I mean, just hangovers nowadays, like, I drink a few drinks and I'm already fucked up, and then I stay hungover for, like, days on end. I don't know what happened to me. 2020 is just kicking my fucking ass, guys. And now for a little life update. So, as many of you know, or probably don't know, I don't think any of you know what I studied in college. I studied creative advertising, though, and I loved it, and I love it now. But the job market, it's garbage. It's fucking horrible. I can't get a job whatsoever, so that's cool. But, what was I going to say? Oh, I'm applying to portfolio school, and I might be moving to Georgia if I get in. So that's kind of fucking wild. And for those of you who don't know what portfolio school is, it's like a 2-year program to help you better your portfolio, which is the work that you create to work for an agency. Yeah, I'm stressed out because I'm about to be in a shit ton of debt. I mean, thousands, hundreds of thousands, just lots of money that I don't have, but I need to do this because I need to get a job because there's a pandemic going on and life is just upside down and I don't really know what's going on anymore. So there's that. Yeah, so if anyone wants to donate and Venmo me money so I can go, or I'm going to have to get a sugar daddy. I could have just married a rich man. I could have just not had goals, but I had to have aspirations. I didn't choose to be born. I shot out my mom's fucking vagina 22 years ago, and I'm fucking here paying taxes. This is bullshit. I didn't ask for this, okay? So anyways, it's just expensive to exist anymore. So if anyone wants to, like, find me a sugar daddy or wants to pay for me, that'd be coolio. I offer you friendship, slightly awkward hugs, and real life advice and really good Asian food. That's what I can give you in return for all of that. So let's move forward. What was I going to talk about? I know, I think I mentioned, like, briefly, obviously, at the beginning that I deleted my dating apps. You're probably like, Sam, why would you do that? Everyone also asked me, Sam, why did you do that? What's wrong with you? How else are you going to date and meet people during the middle of a pandemic? And I'm like, you know what? I just don't want to anymore. I just don't want to do it. There's no substance. At the end of the day, I truly think that majority of the people on those apps, despite them being the more serious ones like Hinge or the less serious ones like Tinder, you're all just looking to fuck. And I just don't want to give myself, like, I don't want to let someone even get to know me at all if they don't actually care at this point. I'm at the stage of my life where I'm sick of the college hookup. I don't want to do it. There's no substance. You don't actually care about me. I don't actually care about you. And I don't want that anymore. So I'm taking a break from dating apps in general. So I have no idea what this podcast will consist of, considering that I don't have dating apps right now. But maybe I'll just start hitting on people in person. Oh, good Lord. That would be so bad. I'm not doing that. That's just embarrassing. And my ego is already so fragile as we speak. So, So last night, this is fun, watching a movie with my mom, a rom-com. Wasn't that great? It was so awkward. You ever watch, like, romantic comedies with your mom and, like, the couple starts, like, making out or hooking up and you're, like, looking at your parent like, am I supposed to close my eyes? Like, obviously I'm old enough to watch this shit, but you're also my mom or my dad and I don't feel comfortable. Like, I watched The Wolf on Wall Street with my dad. I watched it before myself, so I knew that there were scenes. You know what scenes I'm talking about, like the scenes where they're fucking, like, the hookers and shit on the plane. I think that's the scene. I closed my eyes when I watched it with my dad because I was so uncomfortable. I don't want to see that with my dad. Like, it was just weird. You know what I mean? Anyways, I digress. So back to me watching movies with my mom. So we're watching this movie and then I get a follow on Instagram. And who is it? Take a pic, take a guess. It is my ex's new girlfriend. She followed me on Instagram. And now I'm not the type to stalk my exes or follow or check their location, check their snap scores. Like, I've never been that person. If you break up with me or I break up with you, it's dead. It's gone. There is no former ties, pretty much. Like, that's it. It's like, you won't hear from me after that. Like, that's, I become a ghost. I think that's the best way to handle it, because when you check people's locations constantly, you check their snap scores, you check their who they follow or who likes their photos and like, you become crazy. And I don't have the energy for that. And I don't think you should waste your time doing that either. But this girl followed me. So obviously, you know, having the opportunity to look, I haven't seen this kid in almost over a year now, almost 2 years maybe. We broke up my senior year in college, like right before senior year started. So this was not, I've had two exes. I think I've talked about that. I've had one that doesn't really count because he was fucking toxic. Well, they were both toxic, but for very different reasons. This one had abused me once. So that was not cool. I don't really want to get into that because, you know, trauma, not going to talk about it, but, you know, not cool and kind of verbally abusive. Wasn't the best towards the end of the relationship. He thought I had cheated on him, which I hadn't. He also told me he went through my phone. I mean, it was bad. And I was like, you have no proof. You're just accusing me. This is shitty. It's done. So it was done and that was it. You know, so I haven't thought of this kid in a while because I don't let people who aren't worth my time take up time in my brain. I have enough shit going on. Okay. You know, all the men I'm clearly juggling, there are none. So anyway, so I looked through her photos. She's cute. She's pretty. I don't know, even know. Maybe he listens to my podcast. If you do, shout out to you, man. Hope you're doing so well. Hope your girlfriend's doing well too. But I wonder if he told her about that. Probably didn't tell her about the abuse. That probably wouldn't be. Yeah, that would probably be a relationship killer. Yeah. Okay. I just get to live with the trauma for the rest of my life. But that's fine. We're cool. Surviving. Thriving. Not really. But, so I looked, they're cute together. And I was like, okay, so they've been dating for a while. I looked at the timestamp how you can on Instagram and that was it. I didn't follow her back. I didn't block her. I didn't do anything because there's no point. It just threw me off so hard because both my exes are in relationships. And then my recent hookup from Michigan State, my most recent one, he also was in a relationship. So I'm coming to this conclusion, like maybe it's me. Right? Maybe it's me. Maybe that's why I'm single, because it's me, because I'm too much of a guy. Maybe I need even more girly. But then I was like, fuck that. The guy who ends up dating me is going to like me for exactly the way I am. Because the way I'm on this podcast is the way I'm in person. You can ask anyone that. I've had a few coworkers that have listened to my podcast, and they say that I'm the exact same way. So if you don't like this kind of energy, we are not fit for each other. I can tell you that right now. We are not going to vibe. And that's fine. And there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, I don't have to be everyone's cup of tea or cup of joe. And I'm not, and you're not going to be mine. And that's completely understandable. But with the holidays coming around, I feel like Ebenezer Scrooge or like the Grinch. I just feel very pessimistic about the holidays. Every time I see a cute couple, I want to gouge my eyes out because I'm like, oh, I'm getting a gift for my husband. I'm getting a gift for my boyfriend. Like, what do I get? I'm like, shut the fuck up. Just get him the PS5. He'll be happy. Like, I don't know. That's the only gift I've heard about for the past 2 weeks is that every girl is getting their boyfriend the damn PS5. And apparently it's sold out. I think Walmart's having a sale, in case you were wondering. I have no idea. But just with the holidays coming around, there's a lot more pressure. You know, there's so much pressure on gift giving in relationships. I definitely went through it. I'm a big gift giver. I'm not really into gift receiving as much. I do enjoy giving gifts, but I don't really care if you get me something back. I like seeing the smile on someone else's face when I get them just the right perfect gift. You know, like that just makes my heart sing. Happy, happy, happy joy. So, but there's a lot of pressure, especially in new relationships or if you've been dating for a while, you know, and obviously I'm not in one, but I have been through it. So here is my few or two cents on relationships during the holidays. Lots of pressure, but don't let it get to you. I know that you're like, well, do I get her jewelry? Do I get her clothes? Like, obviously you don't really know what makeup to get her. Find her Pinterest. That's a really good way to go about it. Ask her friends, ask her mom, and vice versa. Ask his friends. They'll know what he wants. I mean, shit, you could probably smack a bow on your ass and lay in his bed naked, covered in like chocolate, strawberry or something, and he'd probably love you. Like, I don't think men are still very simple, even at the end of the day, even at holidays, you know. There doesn't need to be that much work. If you've only been dating for under a year, I say keep your gift amount to under $100. Maybe even under 50. If you've only been dating for 6 months, under 50, easily. If you've been dating for a month, I don't even know you'd get someone when you've been dating for a month. I might just like give you a bag of Hershey Kisses and be like, happy Chrysler. Like, fuck, I don't know. But that's just my two cents. I wouldn't overthink it. Communication is key. Talk to them about putting out a price limit because that takes off a lot of the stress. Because if you only can afford $20 worth of gifts, just tell them. You know, I went through college being broke and trying to buy gifts, and I spent way too much on my boyfriends. I would buy them clothing all the time, and now they get to keep it, and I'm out of money. So, what a waste of time. Am I being pessimistic? Abso-fucking-lutely. I hate the holidays right now. I'm super stressed out. I'm trying to save money because I might be going to school again. You know, I don't know what to get my family. I did just buy my dad shorts from Lululemon, so that's cool. But there's so much stress during the holidays. On top, you have family coming in to visit. I mean, Thanksgiving is next week. Like, what the fuck happened? Like, did I miss something where November just didn't exist? Like, we're at Thanksgiving, and then a Black Friday, and then you've got December, and then Christmas. Holy fuck, so much jolly to happen, and I'm, like, the most unhappy person right now. Swear to God. Holidays stress me out. I have a lot going on in my life right now. There's so much uncertainty, and I don't even want to decorate a tree. I mean, I used to love Christmas. I especially loved it when I had a relationship. Maybe that's why. I think I'm just fucking lonely. Like, I was talking to one of my friends yesterday over Snap, and, like, he and I had hooked up before, and we were still friends. I mean, keep in contact. Like, there's no bad blood between the both of us. Shout out to you, dude. Hope you're doing well. Sorry I didn't answer you last night. I was really stoned. I smoked way too much. Someone needs to teach me how to curb my cravings when I'm high, because I can't do that. I've tried. I don't know how. Wow, we're already at the 20-minute mark. This has been a jam-packed episode. I don't even know if you've kept up, because I've barely kept up, because I'm barely keeping up right now with my own life. But not posting for a week, you know, I had a few people like, why didn't you post? Actually, I did get a DM from a random account that said, do you like cream pies? I want more slutty advice. And I blocked that account. That was terrifying. That's disgusting. So clearly there's, like, some old men that are listening to my podcast that are probably jerking off right now with your tiny 2-inch cock. I hope you're fucking happy, sir. So, what was I going to say? But holidays, there's so much going on. My life is upside down. It's still on fire. Yeah. Oh, no, I was talking about my friend Andrew. Oh, I'm not supposed to say his name. Whoopsies. You only heard part of that. But he and I are talking, and he's like, you know, the holidays kind of suck this year. I'm like, yeah, I know. I'm like, all my friends are in relationships. Like, most of them are. So most of them in Michigan are. Most of my coworkers are at work. My only two single, I have a few single friends, but even, like, they want relationships too, or they have a hookup, or they have something. And I'm sitting here like, what's up? I got a stuffed whale that I cuddle at night because, yeah, fear of abandonment, commitment issues. I'm like, Jesus Christ. I'm going to have so much baggage at the end of my life. I don't know who's going to date me. Like, why couldn't I have just settled down, had no goals and aspirations, and just married a rich man? I could have done that. I'm 22. I'm Asian. There's, like, a kink for that, you know? There's an Asian kink out there. I know there are. I know there are men that are into that. I could have just found some bald 36-year-old man who was already a doctor. Could have just married him, had his fucking kids, waited for him to die, maybe poisoned him. I don't know. But no, I had to have goals and aspirations, and now I'm going to go into debt for wanting to fulfill my career dreams. So with that being said, don't stop believing. Don't stop dreaming, guys. Keep fucking pushing forward. I am falling apart as we speak, but I will still provide you with content, because I felt bad last week actually not doing an episode. I know that there are a lot of listeners out there, but for the people that do listen, it really does mean a lot, because it gives me a purpose. During this pandemic, this podcast helped me give me a purpose again when I moved home, because I was like, what am I going to do? You know, now I'm going to be busting my ass working more hours. I'm going to be in Miami on New Year's. So that will be interesting, to say the least. I need to get some bathing suits. Got to get photo ready. I got to stop drinking and puking. That's a New Year's resolution. Stop puking in Ubers. That should be a good goal for me, I think, right? Yeah. I should go on a t-shirt. $200 Uber ride. Vomit. I don't know. Maybe one day I'll make merch if I ever make it out. But this has been a lovely episode. I hope you guys enjoyed it. I have no idea if you stuck around the whole time. I know that was a lot of information, but in two weeks, you'd think, I'm like, I don't even know what I'm going to talk about, but something always fucked up happens to me. No matter how hard I try to be normal, something stupid happens. So yeah, that is all I have. I hope you guys have a really good Thanksgiving. Drive safe. Follow COVID rules, eat some turkey, eat some mashed potatoes, loosen a belt buckle or two, you know, have some pie, have a good time, spend time with your family. Try not to stress too much about the upcoming holiday, which is Christmas. I know it's stressful, but like I said, if you're stressed out about gifts, just communicate with your partner that you want to do a budget, or maybe no gifts, and you just want to spend time together. That's always cute. I would rather bake cookies with you and cut out snowflakes or something, and then watch a few Christmas movies, and that would be adorable. Like, that would be cool. So, if anyone wants to be my pretend boyfriend for the holidays, that'd be cool. We can go our separate ways after. No harm, no foul. I'm not going to pay you, but I can cook. I don't know if that's enticing to you. Maybe not. But yeah, so have a good holiday, guys. Thank you for listening, as always, to One of the Bros from One of the Bros. I'll see you guys hopefully next week if I survive. All right. Gobble, gobble, bitches.